It's him. Go hide in the spare room. Go. Oh, hi, honey. Hey, calm down. Doug said I did what? Honey, I know Doug is your friend, and I wouldn't lie, but before you get too upset, please let me explain. I am not cheating on you with your friend Josh. I swear. No, really, there's a simple Well, it's not that simple. But there is an explanation if you just let me. Please, let me. Look, are you gonna let me talk or not? Right, thank God. Look, it all started at the bar yesterday. Marcia and I were hanging out with some of her friends, and they kept buying me drinks, and I got a little tipsy. So when we left the bar at 1 a.m, I decided to walk home. I didn't think it was safe to drive, and it's only 2 miles, and it's a pretty decent neighborhood, right? Right. So I'm walking home, and the beer bug hits me. And I really have to use the ladies' room. I mean, really have to use it. So I'm walking, and I'm trying to hold it in, and then I come to the only place that's open. The porn store. I was just so desperate. So I went in and the place was packed with college students and the cashier was busy. There wasn't a sign for the restrooms, but there was a hallway at the back. So I went down the hallway and I found a door marked with a lady sign. And I guess that's when Doug saw me. The bathroom had 4 stalls and 2 were empty, so I took one and peed like crazy. So after cleaning up, I'm standing up and I hear someone go into the other stall next to me. He caught me off guard and I sort of stumbled and then I fell down onto the floor with my face pressed up against the stall wall. And as I'm trying to get up, I found my shirt was caught on something. Suddenly, this dick pops through the hole in the wall right in front of my face. I gasped in shock, and the next thing I know, it's in my mouth. Okay, so I know you're wondering why I didn't just pull away. Well, when I fell, I apparently caught my shirt on the screw below the hole. And I guess when I fell, I broke the glory hole sign that they put on the wall below the hole. Anyway, I couldn't get it loose even if I tried. And my face was pressed up against the hole. So this guy had free access to my mouth. And no. Why would you ask that? I was completely weirded out. And I was trying to get loose and someone had their cock in my mouth. I was being orally violated. Of course I wasn't enjoying it. Look, will you let me finish or not? Thank you. So I'm desperately trying to get my shirt loose and this stranger is literally fucking my mouth. I mean, his big hard cock is sliding in and out of my mouth, salty and hot, leaking pre-cum on my tongue. And there's nothing I can do about it. I already said I didn't enjoy it. It was weird. I was totally weirded out. How could you say that? I wasn't sucking on it. I was being used. This guy was using my mouth for his own pleasure, filling it with his thick, meaty, hot dick, trying to force it in my throat over and over again. And the worst part of it is, I wasn't even able to get loose in time. I could hear him start to groan on the other side of the wall, and I tried even harder to pull loose, and then he came like crazy in my mouth. Spurt after spurt of creamy cum all over my tongue. I mean, he had his dick in so deep that there was nothing that I could do. I had to swallow it. All of it. What are you saying? No, I didn't like it. It was gross. I was pinned to the wall, forced to swallow some stranger's cum, drooling it all down my chin, into my cleavage. It was a big cummy mess, and you think I liked it? God, you're an asshole. I didn't like it. All I wanted was to get loose. And when I finally did work my shit off the screw, I just wanted to get the hell out of there. So I leave the store, and standing there in front of the sink washing his hands is Josh. He was just as shocked and horrified as I was. So he swore not to tell anybody, because it was just a terrible, terrible accident. And we both left, and I guess Doug must have seen us leave together. No, come on, honey. I am telling the truth. I didn't know that the bathroom had glory holes. I swear. And it was just a terrible accident. I fell. You know I would never cheat on. Fuck. All right. You can come out, Josh. That sounded totally made up. I should have just lied. Fuck. Why did I listen to you? It sounded like one of those ridiculous stories on Reddit or something. You might as well just call me Jenny. I told you he wouldn't believe the truth. He's gonna dump me for sure. Fucking hell. Well. So. Do you fancy another blowjob?